487, Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this Thursday, June 19th, 2025 edition. Looking at this rollout from this very serious lady, 55-year-old, lots of years of experience in foreign policy, bringing a huge team to her campaign. Well, others are looking at this seat as well. Why? Because Tom Barrett, they think, is very vulnerable to this somewhat split district, very purple. Others looking at the seat, retired Navy SEAL Matt Mazdam of Ann Arbor. He once carried the, quote, nuclear football, end quote, for President Barack Hussein Obama. He is apparently a favorite of U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin. Another person looking at it, House Minority Leader Donna Leszczynski of Scio Township, is also apparently taking a look at it. But like Mazdam, she doesn't live in the district. Huh. Okay. So we got a carpetbagger coming from Washington, D.C., obviously with lots of money, big campaign staff, big team. Well, Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Sarah Anthony hasn't ruled it out. Also, Senate Majority Leader Sam Singh from East Lansing is also seen as a formidable candidate if he was able to get into the race, but he's made no signs that he's interested. Brink is already facing rhetoric fire from political adversaries as being a carpetbagger from Washington, D.C., who parachuted into the 7th District to take out the incumbent Republican member, Tom Barrett. It's the exact same formula the Democrats used back in 2018 when they used Elisa Slotkin to take out then-Congressman Mike Bishop. Republican consultant Scott Greenlee wrote on Facebook that Democrats don't have anyone who actually lives in mid-Michigan based in the 7th District, who can beat Barrett. So they import someone who has never lived in the district, but has a flashy title, lots of money, and a big campaign team to take him on. I am confident this will not work, because first, U.S. Congressman Tom Barrett is an excellent member of Congress who really takes care of his constituents. And second, because those voters don't want a D.C. person with all their special interests representing them. She will get lots of national money for a lot of reasons. But at the end of the day, the voters in the Michigan 7th Congressional District will realize that a carpetbagger has no place here versus our very own Congressman Barrett. Now, here's the additional thing. If these other people get into this race, it's going to force the Democrats to spend a lot of their money fighting over the nomination in next August's primary. 13 months away. She's the first one in. Others get in. It's going to be fighting for the nomination. It's going to use up resources. It could be used against the incumbent Republican congressman that will have Donald Trump's endorsement, as well as the entire Republican caucus of the congressional committee. The NRCC will be all in helping Barrett keep his seat. She'll probably get a lot of money from Hollywood. She'll get a lot of money from outside the state. Well, hopefully the people of the 7th District, mid-Michigan area, Lansing, surrounding areas, they'll understand totally what's going on. And I agree with Scott Greenlee. I think Tom Barrett will win re-election, and it will help burn up a lot of Democrat donors' monies to get them to run against him. But another race here in Michigan, that's going to be a lot of money, a lot of money. Democrats fighting it out for the nomination, then ultimately the November election against Tom Barrett. Governor's race, U.S. Senate race, other congressional races around the state. Folks, buckle up your seatbelts. This is going to be a rocky primary fight next August. Both sides. And then a very hard-fought midterm election next year. So, going to be fun. Get your popcorn ready. It's going to be a blast. Now, another story that's kind of interesting, how this is shaping up. The Attorney General's Office, Dana Nessel, executed search warrants yesterday on the downtown Lansing headquarters of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, in what is presumably related to state grants managed by the quasi-governmental entity. Otis McKinley, media and communication managers for the MEDC, told MERS that the department has been fully and voluntarily cooperating with the Attorney General's investigation for more than 2 years. Today's actions were unwarranted and unnecessary, and we have no additional comments at this time. Well, on the Attorney General's side, Danny Wimmer, the AG's press secretary, confirmed to MERS that the agency also searched a private residence in Farmington Hills in furtherance of an ongoing investigation. At this time, we're not able to provide any further information, Wimmer said. Wimmer declined to say whether the search warrants were related to the Attorney General Dana Nessel's ongoing investigation into a $20 million tax-funded grant that was awarded to Faye Baydoun, who has not been charged with a crime. The Detroit Free Press reported that neighbors confirmed Farmington Hills police vehicles were outside Baydoun's home around mid-morning, with one person claiming file boxes were taken. Farmington Hills police did not return a message seeking comment. Baydoun's grant is one of two Nessel's office is investigating. The other investigation involves money given to Gavin Brown. Gavin Brown, the executive director of the Michigan Aerospace Manufacturers Association. His group received a grant for an aerospace project. McKinley declined to say what, if anything, had been seized. Well, the Detroit News reported that an email from the MEDC's chief communication and attraction officer, Michelle Grinnell, indicated that some employees' phones had been collected by the AG's investigators. Baydoun, who served on the MEDC executive committee when she received the grant, made headlines back in 2024 when she used $4,500 from the state grant on a coffee maker. Since that time, Governor Gretchen Whitmer dropped her from the committee. Well, it's interesting to the timing because the MEDC's CEO, Quentin Messer Jr., is currently in Australia with Governor Whitmer on an economic trip. Find the timing of this very, very interesting. And this could prove to go against Attorney General Dana Nessel's track record. Let me explain. So far to date, to my knowledge, Attorney General Dana Nessel has not investigated one Democrat. As a matter of fact, she's defended many. One of them, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Jocelyn Benson has been found, folks, in seven different courtrooms to be found guilty of breaking election laws from 2020, 2022, and 2024's elections in the state of Michigan. When turned over to the Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel decided not to investigate Jocelyn Benson. To my recollection, this Bay Faydoun, the only Democrat ever to be investigated by Dana Nessel since she's been the Attorney General. Very, very, very interesting. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to remind you again, last opportunity to join us tomorrow for the golf outing. If you haven't golfed in a while, it doesn't matter. None of us are any good. We're just going to be outside having fun. If you're a serious golfer, you can come too. You'll probably win the tournament, the golf outing. But come be a part of it. Come join us, ride the golf carts, have a good time, get some good food, and enjoy ourselves on the golf course. The outing starts at 12 noon tomorrow, Friday. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow morning from the Iron Pig South location, hanging up the microphone and getting out on the golf course. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a great time. It will be fun. Text me golf. I'll send you the direct link to the website. You can pay online. You can stop in at both locations, get your ticket, or you can just come and join us at the Ridge Golf Course, an old 27. Bring your clubs. Be there at 12 noon. Going to be a beautiful day. A little rain in the morning. Kind of get the golf course nice and soft on the greens. Water the fairways. Be a great golf outing, and then we're going back to a VIP reception at the South location. You'll be able to come and taste my carrot cakes that I'm going to be baking this afternoon, storing in the refrigerator for the night. You'll be able to come and sample Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. And speaking of the carrot cake, it's a month from today, Saturday, July 19th, 12 noon, Central Lake, Michigan. The 6th annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Bring your firearms, bring your ammunition. The ranges will be open. If you want to sight in your deer rifle, you can do that. 50 and 100-yard range is set up. Also, pin shoot. See how good you are at knocking bowling pins down with your handgun. This is focused on the kids. 12 and under are free. We're going to ask that adults take the young kids down to the firearm safety range, get some safety firearm instruction, and be able to shoot a .22 handgun and a .22 long rifle. The names of the kids will be put on a list. We'll put their names into a hat. And we'll have a drawing. One lucky child is going to walk away with a brand new, thanks to John Palmer of Palmer Farms in Onaway, a brand new Winchester long rifle, .22. 500 rounds of ammunition, a soft cover, They'll have their very own 22 rifle after being fully trained, and we want to thank John Palmer for doing that. Information tickets can be online, acconservatives.org. Go there, read the story, click on donation, make a donation for your tickets. You'll be put on the list. You must come and be checked in at the gate. They're going to ask for photo ID and check you off the list based on your donation you make online. Unfortunately, we can't take cash or checks at the gate. You have to purchase your tickets online for security purposes. We need to know who you are, your name, your address, your phone number, your email, credit card. We need to know who you are. So greatly appreciate if you guys would start buying your tickets online. We sold quite a few already. We have the Meraki County Republican Party. They're going to be a part of the event. One of the sponsors. We got others coming. We're excited. So again, save the date. Text me either Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. Two words, Fun Shoot, Pig Roast. My phone will send you the link to the website. If you have any questions, give me a call any day after 12 noon, and you guys can be a part of it. Saturday, July 19th in Central Lake, Michigan. Private property compound of Richard Davis. Greatly appreciate him hosting us again this year. Lastly, again, it's on a website for Give, Send, Go. All the information about defending my First Amendment rights on this show, on this radio station. We are being sued. We have a legal defense fund set up. We've raised $3,600 so far. Others have donated to us. We are very much needing your help to keep this show on the radio and to keep us on this station. So text me legal, and I'll send you the link to the website. You can read all about it. You can donate online. You can mail us a check. Information is there. Make it out to Michigan Broadcasters LLC. Mail it to our P.O. Box 650 in Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615. Help us pay the attorney to defend us in this lawfare tactic of a lawsuit. Keep us on the air. Keep us on the station. Greatly appreciate your help if you consider doing that. So again, text me legal and I'll send you the link. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be broadcasting from the Iron Pig South tomorrow. Stop by and visit us. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.